be quarantined.
Every person who walks through the doors of San Antonio's Audie Murphy VA Medical Center gets screened for COVID-19.
Hello, welcome back. Okay. Any COVID symptoms in the last 3 days? Anybody at home? Okay, so if you want to go, you can.
It's part of a systematic approach to prevention that VA has honed since the start of the pandemic. But now VA leaders have a new tool to prevent infections, a vaccine mandate for more than 100,000 of the agency's health workers. VA Secretary Dennis McDonough blamed the Delta variant, which has shown itself to be highly transmissible and may lead to more severe infections.
Given that our veterans have more complicated healthcare situations, I think that it's my responsibility to do everything within my power to ensure that when they come into a VA facility, they can have confidence that they will be safe and not be exposed.
The mandate affects doctors, dentists, nurses, physician assistants, and certain specialists. At Audie Murphy, there are about 1,300 of them. Valerie Rodriguez-Yu is the nurse executive. She says the mandate makes her feel validated.
I don't know that it makes me feel safer, but what I will say is that I feel supported by the Veterans Health Administration as a whole in taking this step forward to say this is, getting a vaccine is that important to us as an enterprise.
Rodriguez-Yu has been on the front lines of several COVID-19 surges. She says healthcare workers have witnessed the worst outcomes of the virus and faced extreme emotional and physical hardship. So she struggles to wrap her mind around why some refuse to get the shot.
It is frustrating to know that there are healthcare workers in this organization who have chosen to not get vaccinated because it's the only way that we can really protect our staff and protect our veterans.
Audie Murphy leaders have ordered staff members to report their vaccine status. They can also request a religious or medical exemption. Medical Center Director Chris Sandals says he's gotten a few messages from skeptics on staff, including an anonymous comment on his in-house blog.
The employee made, some comments about the vaccines either not being effective or, this being something Big Pharma was trying to push on the community. Not something I would expect to hear from someone that worked in the healthcare field, where we're expected to speak truth, use data and science.
Sandal says he doesn't yet know how many of his healthcare workers are unvaccinated, but he thinks it's a relatively small number. He says he'll continue to do what he's always done, provide employees the latest CDC guidance, give them vaccine safety information, and make sure they know how to get shots.
It's difficult for us to encourage those that we care for to get vaccinated if we ourselves aren't willing to do it.
Healthcare worker unions have been fairly quiet about the mandate. National Nurses United says it supports mandatory vaccines as part of a bigger public health program. The American Federation of Government Employees, which represents the largest share of VA workers, encourages vaccination, but suggests it should not be a condition of employment. Air Force veteran Charles Moore, who was outside the San Antonio VA after a doctor's visit, says he's vaccinated, but doesn't think it should be required of VA's healthcare staff. He worries that requiring vaccines will force healthcare workers to quit and bog down the system.
I hope that the VA make the right decision about this matter, because they do have some great employees, and like I would hate to lose any of them.
Frontline VA healthcare workers have until mid-September to comply with the mandate. If they have a qualifying exemption, they may be moved to areas of the medical center that aren't high risk. I'm Carson Frame in San Antonio.